Smile.
90.4 FM.
I'd like to update you on Space Matters in the I Smile report on Fridays. And the next giant leap for space tourism is, of course, when SpaceX flies groups of civilians around the moon. The first person to book such a trip was the Japanese billionaire Yusaku Maezawa, who's currently on a global search, Lindy, for the 8 people who will accompany him on the journey sometime next year. So, by the way, he bought all the 10 tickets and is looking for worthy strangers to take along with him on that trip, which he calls the Dear Moon Trip. He's interested in people who consider themselves artists and will be inspired by this adventure, maybe to produce even better art. You can find the application forms online if you reckon you qualify.
When did you send yours already? 2 weeks ago.
I didn't just send one.
You started doodling.
Well, that's why I'm doing art stories these days, guys.
It's making
AI
sense to
art
me now.
Versus the trip to the moon.
Okay.
Now, the whole space tourism industry, of course, started more than 20 years ago with our very own Mark Shuttleworth and the American businessman Dennis Tito. Remember that?
Yeah, of course. Yep.
They each paid $20 million at the time to fly on board the Russian Soyuz rocket to the ISS, where they spent a week in microgravity. It was outrageous money at the time, for it was essentially the world's most expensive vacation. And now, Dennis Tito, at the age of 82, has decided that he wants to go back to space. But he doesn't want to just go into low Earth orbit again or fly around the Earth, maybe the way the others have done recently. He says, been there, done that. His next flight is going to be a copy of what Maezawa would hopefully have done successfully by the time. A week-long slingshot trip around the moon and back. And while he's not saying how much the little jaunt is costing him this time, he's taking his 52-year-old commercial pilot wife, Akiko, along with him for the ride this time.
Oh, that is so cool.
I know. SpaceX is still testing the super heavy rocket that's been designed particularly for future lunar missions. And Tito is aware of the fact that the tests sometimes end up in spectacular fireballs.
Every time a rocket explodes, you learn something. So the more rocket explosions we see, the better. Because then we'll get all the bugs out of it.
We hope. That being said, it's not clear exactly when these ambitious yet exciting lunar launches will in fact happen. The best guesstimate is within the next 5 years, and that means Tito will be almost 90 when the trip eventually happens, which will make him the oldest person ever to go to space, something that he is not only keenly aware of, but also apparently very excited about.
Myself being in my early 80s will be very inspiring to people of all ages, because they'll now be able to start to think about their golden years. And maybe it's not going to be a rocking chair. I am probably in better physical shape than I was 21 years ago.
Well, okay, since nobody is saying it, I will. They're relatively newlyweds. They got married during the lockdown, and they're going on a lunar trip. So, therefore, this is the true definition of a honeymoon.
If there ever was, this is it. And the cute thing is that he doesn't have to carry her over the threshold, because she's going to kind of float over
exactly,
anyway.
Exactly, yeah. He can pretend to carry her over the threshold. Microgravity will do the rest.
Breakfast.
Smile Breakfast. 6 tot 9.
6 tot 9.
With Bobby and Lindy.
Smile. 90.4 FM.